Pope Benedict addressed the tens of thousands gathered in a sunny St. Peter's Square, focusing on the gift and mystery of communion and unity in the Church.
Dear brothers and sisters,
the Holy Father says that it's through the apostles that the Church has continued to live.
Through the apostolic ministry, the Church perseveres in the saving communion with the Blessed Trinity, to which all people have been called. The 12 apostles, in fact, took care to provide successors who would continue their mission after them. Thus, the Church in every age, organically structured under the leadership of her legitimate pastors, dwells in the world as a people gathered together by the unity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, words of the Second Vatican Council.
Pope Benedict brings his assertions back to their biblical derivations.
When St. Paul speaks of the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, he is referring not only to his participation in the life of the Trinity, but also to the Spirit-filled communion which unites those who believe in Christ.
This life of communion with God and between us is the purpose of spreading the good news, says the Pope.
For St. John, the communion of love between the Son and the Father is the model and source of all Christian fellowship.
He adds, this unity is a gift of the Holy Spirit and is nourished by the Eucharistic bread and provides a preview of the glory to come.
Through this mystery of communion, the Church is revealed as a wondrous creation of God's love.
The Pope concludes by saying that it's the precious gift of unity that makes us feel welcomed and loved by God.
By her preaching of the Gospel and her celebration of the Eucharist, she invites men and women in every age to share in the mystery of God's own life and love.
Indeed, love and charity have been among the main themes of this pontificate so far. As one of the many in attendance at the audience, Auxiliary Bishop of Westminster, George Stack, mentioned.
I have with my group 65 head teachers from the Diocese of Westminster in London. And of course today is the climax when they come to see the Holy Father. These head teachers have been preparing for many months. They have been studying the messages of our new Holy Father, Pope Benedict, especially his new encyclical Deus Caritas Est, which is a wonderful document and will be a great source of teaching for us in the future. This encyclical has been written by a person in love with God.
Also part of the audience crowd were a group of Polish athletes, military and disabled delegates who lit a torch at the tomb of the late Pope John Paul II. They've begun a long run with it to Krakow. It's called Lolek's Flame in honour of the late Holy Father and will be handed over to Cardinal Stanislaw Zivic to initiate a prayer vigil that will close at the hour of the late Holy Father's death, 9:37 p.m. Sunday. From St. Peter's Square, I'm Catherine Smybert.
Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.